Okay, the boy side, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding the fourth line from the top. Omar Rafram Bar Papa Omar Rav Chizda. The Gemara now for the Omar Aleph is going to delve into the halacha of the Isser Rechitza. We all know that on Tisha B'Av and during Avelis Rachman Litzlan, a person is not allowed to wash an Isser Rechitza. It's one of the five Inuyim on Tisha B'Av. We learned yesterday in our Mishnah by Atanas Tzibur, you also have a din of Isser Rechitza. And the question is it the same Isser or is it a different Isser? What do you mean the same Isser, different Isser? You know, now that I wash and now that I wash. No, there's a big, big difference. Because you could be talking about washing in hot water or washing in cold water. And as we'll see, this is going to be a very hot topic for today's daf. And in fact, we're going to have different lashonis, different views. So Rav from Bar Papa, Rav Chizda says, Kol shehu mishum avel, if it's related to avelus, kigoin Tisha B'Av, which is all avelus on the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and certainly says Rashi, Kol shekein mamish en avel, then the Isser Rechitza is not only Bechamin, but also Bein Bechamin, Bein Betzoinen. Nothing, you're not allowed to wash at all. We're going to talk a little bit later whether this is the whole goof or even pun of Yodav Araglov, but at the moment the Gemara doesn't go into that. The Gemara just says it's across the board, cold water, hot water, awesome. However, Kol Shehu Mishum Ta'anug, that means that if the reason why you're fasting is because you want to be mitzayir yourself to refrain from oneg, from tanug, because you want to have these chusim, so that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring rain, and that's why you're having the fast. In other words, a tanas tzibur, which is not Tisha B'Av, keep going tanas tzibur, the chamen osur, betzoinen mutter, then you tackle, now let it go and take a hot bath, but you let it go and take a cold shower. Those are showing mutter. So we see, even though in the Lashon HaMishnah there's no difference, by both of them, in Tisha B'Av it says it's Isser Rechitza, and by Uns and Inzer Mishnah of yesterday, Tana Tziba Isser Rechitza, but there's a big difference between one Rechitza and the other Rechitza. Good. So remember, by Tisha B'Av, Osir Bein Becham and Bein Betzoinan, regular Tana Tziba is only Osir Becham. So Gemara is going to ask a series of kashas and bring a series of rayas. Mishum Tanig needs his Rashi. Shemitztarin va'osrin atzman betanig. That the reason why we're not doing Rechitza today is because we've taken upon ourselves on a voluntary basis to refrain from anything that brings joy to the body, because we want to be able to, because it's part of the Tanis, part of the part of the part of the details of the Tanis, in order to have schusim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should cause it to rain. So kosher mishum tanig doesn't mean that the person wants tanig, the person wants to refrain from tanig to have a schus that we should have rain. Yes?
The other fast that are connected with the churban.
Yeah.
According to this, we should extrapolate as well and say it's also. Also Asamir Chitza and the same in Ben Mecham, just like Tisha B'Av, because they're connected with the Korban, like Sabbatavis and Shavuos Batamis.
Well, Chazal were not misak in the fine of Inuyim by any other Tanis except for Tisha B'Av.
We had a mission of it.
Theoretically, they could have, but the Maisa said they didn't. In other words, theoretically, they could have said Sabbatavis should also be a five Inuyim and by Shavuos Batamis, but the Maisa they didn't do that. So they just were Kaveh Tanis without the extras.
The Tumah to Atzina, during the summer, Atzina of Tainig would Mistami be awesome.
Okay, good.
It's just the Diyat Ba'alman.
Yeah. Anyway, so bottom line is that so far, the Halacha of Rav Chizda, Freit Yetz Omer of Idi Baravin. Let's go and bring a raya to what we just learned, that the din by non-Tisha B'Av, regular Tanis Tzibur, that it's only Osir B'Chamin and not Osir B'Tzoinen. How do I know? Because yesterday in the Mishnah it said, V'noy Alin Es HaMerchatzois, we go and close up the bathhouses. Now the bathhouses were famous for having hot water. That's why a person went to a bathhouse. It wasn't like today that everybody has a bathroom with running hot and cold water. But there are cloud people didn't have any running water whatsoever. They had to go and schlep water from the rivers or from a well, from a cistern. and the hot water, they went to the Beis Merchitz. So why does the Mish say the now in this Merchitz? It's to tell you that the Isser Rechitza is an Isser of Chamin and not of Tzaynin. As we zogt, Rav Idi. It's only Abaye. So Abaye said, I think that your diak is a little bit schwach, because the Ibit Tzaynin Osir, if the Mishnah meant to say that Rechitza is Taka Osir by both the Tzoynin and the Chamin, do you think that the Mishnah would have used the expression Soichenes and Haris Miboylen Misni? Then the Mishnah would have said that you have to go and fashed up, you have to plug up all of the rivers, so that you shouldn't even use cold water. That doesn't make sense. There's no such thing as plugging up rivers. You could talk about closing down the bathhouse, but you can't go and plug up a river. So what does Abaye mean to say? Abaye mean says, just the fact that it says in the Alnas and Mechatzois, it could be referring to an Isser even of cold water, not only of hot water. Why did it say Mechatzois? Because what else would it say? Would it say close up all the rivers and don't let anybody come to a river? That doesn't make sense. Elamai said, therefore, the choyre in the Alnas and Mechatzois, the choyre is Nishkaraya. Rav Shisha b'Rei Rav Idi. The son of Rav Idi comes now to take care of the reputation of his father, and he says, "Abba Hachi Kashle." When Rav Idi, my father, brought this raiv in the Alan Mechatzois, this was what bothering him. Mechti tonight it says already in the Mishnah, "Oser berachitza." You're not allowed to go and take a bath. You're not allowed to go and wash yourself. The Alan Mechatzois lamali. What does it have to go and? Of course, there's not going to be any business if you're not going to be able to go and take a shower, hot bath, then all of them naturally they're going to close up. But they're not going to stay open for nobody. Elav, why does the Mishnah say Ne'alas Mechatzois? Shema Minah V'cham Ne'asim B'tzayin Mutar. These extra words, Ne'alas Mechatzois, comes to tell you what's the definition of the, what's the character of the Isser Rechitza. It's an Ne'alas Mechatzois type of character where people go to a bathhouse for the hot water. Because if you want to have a cold water shower, you don't have to go to a bathhouse. For that, jump in the river. Go to the river side and go and wash yourself. So the point is, by the fact that the Mishnah adds the words Ne'al Mechatzois, is coming to tell you an Isser Chamin and not an Isser Tzaynin. In the Chayra, we have a Shtikoraya from our Mishnah.
But tell me something, the basic principle is you're not allowed to enjoy things.
Yes.
Tainug.
Right.
So if the criteria is Tainug, and then a lot of other things that we're not allowed to do, overveil we're not allowed to do, so what difference does it make whether hot or cold? Cold water should also be with this Tainug involved.
I think most people feel that a hot water shower, a hot water bath, is much more tonic than cold water. In fact, in the middle of the winter, if you want to go and take a cold bath, most people would consider that to be an inui. Maybe they should fact that say that, inui. I sort of say this, one of the inuim should be that one should have to go and take a cold bath. This was good, I get to inui. And now, if it's 90 degrees outside, taking a cold bath, even then, a cold bath could still be freezing. But a little cooler in
the Shabbat. The Mecca, that's where you're allowed to go into the Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the reasons people are not going to say you're doing it for Mecca, you're doing it to cool off.
Oh, to say. On Shabbos, etc. Yeah. Okay.
People don't go on Shabbos either.
Yeah. Oh, that's a separate story. Lim Messiah. Let's go now bring another Raya. Now, this Raya is not on the part of the Mishnah or the part of the Halacha of the Tana Sibur, but rather on the other part, on the Tisha B'Av. Remember, what did we say about Tisha B'Av? The Tisha B'Av and Avelis, it's Osir Bein Bechamin Bein Betzoran. Let's bring a riot. Kol Chayove Tvilois. Whoever really needs to go to Toivel. Who needs to go to Toivel? Says Rashi LeMarshal, Anida, Ayeledes, that need to go on Toivel before they will be able to be reunited with their husbands. They're allowed to go on Toivel even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. We're not Noheg that way, but that's what it says in the Chazal, that Chayov Tzvil is allowed to Toivel even on Tisha B'Av and by Yom Kippur. Yes, Rabbi.
I came across a Shlich Tzibur on Yom Kippur.
That became Balkari.
Right.
Anyway, so these Chayov Tzvilois, they can Toivel Kedarka on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Praytimar B'mai. What are we referring to? Are we telling us that they're allowed to go into a hot mikveh? Tvila b'chamin mi ikka? Does this even exist? She'uvin ninu. Those waters would be mayim she'uvin. In other words, what the Gemara is telling us is a historical fact that in the good old days, all the mikvois were based on mei gshamim. Mei gshamim means on rainwater, or for that matter, a real mayon, but they didn't have mikvois like we have today. Our mikvois today are all mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim is not kosher min a Torah. We allow for that based on the principle of something which is called Hashaka. What's Hashaka? Unbeknownst to many people, besides the mikveh that you tovel in, there is concealed, is hidden away, another large container or large pool of water, and that pool of water is covered over, and that is Megisham. That's the real Makoy, the real rainwater. And by opening up a plug in the middle of the wall, is a plug that plugs up a hole. That hole connects the two, the rainwater together with the Mayim Shuvim, and that, in a sense, purifies the Mayim Shuvim. It kashers it to make it now kosher.
One big mikveh.
Now it becomes like one big mikveh. Ah. And then afterwards they plug it up, and then they'll open it from time to time after they use a filter, whatever, when they fill it up with new water. But the point is, in the good old days, they didn't do that. They just had, you just one pool of water, and that was typically megsham, because it would be mayim shuvim, it wouldn't be kosher, it wouldn't be a kosher mikveh. And megsham, by definition, is cold, because you can't heat it up. They didn't have heaters like we do today, with coils inside. Manishkat. So that being the case, tzvil v'cham mi'ikar, it doesn't exist. It would be shuvim, then it would be mayim shuvim. Elalab, Muslim of Zong, we're talking about Bitsoinen. So therefore, this Bryce is telling us that if a person is Chayv Tvila, such as a person who's a Nida, Yeledis, etc., they're allowed to go on Toivil Kedarkon on Tishabov and Yom Kippur, Bitsoinen, in a cold mikveh. Vachiyovit Tvila's in. But only they are allowed to do that. But anybody else in Ishechron Aloy would be prohibited. Ah, so I have a clear riot to the halacha that anyone besides a chayyavit filas is asr bein bechamen bein betzainan. Yes, Rabbi Yonah.
The chayyavit filas, it's because of marital relations?
They're not allowed to go and live together anyway. Right, but there's a din of tefillah bezman mitzvah. That whenever the Zman of the Tefillah is, it's a mitzvah to go at that time. For instance, this can even happen b'zman hazeh. If a husband happens to be traveling, he's only going to come back 3 days later. And the woman should go to the mikveh. She should go to mikveh b'tefillah b'zman mitzvah on that night, even though she'll only see her husband come later.
It's only to her. It's not like by Zman HaBayis, by a man that wouldn't need to be toivel in order to
go into b'smidish and eat kodshim. Certainly he had to go to mikveh, no question. But he doesn't have to go to mikveh today. He doesn't have to go today. He can go tomorrow, he can go 3 days later. A woman has to count her 7 days, so therefore when her days end and she's now kosher, then she's in Indian to go to mikveh that day.
But the client, for instance,
had to go either. If he had to, he had to. Yeah. Anyway, so the Maisa, the Chayra have a stark raya to the original halacha of Rafram Bar Pop and the name of Rav Chizda, that on Tisha B'Av, in fact, the Issur Rechitz is not only Bechamin, but even Betzoinen, because it's only the Chayav Tvilois that have an exception to the rule. It's a good raya. Every more nine is a Nishka raya, Rav Chara Bar Ketina, Loi Nitzach El Chami Tveria. It could be that price that's talking about the Chayav Tvilois, Tzim Kedarkan, they are taki using a hot mikveh. Ah, you said all hot mikvehs are shuvim. No! You have a hot mikveh that could, you have a mikveh that could be hot. How? If it's Chami Tveri, Chami Tveri, as we know, is a natural hot spring, and it's kosher for a mikveh, and therefore, the Chayyavit Tvilas can go and use that mikveh. So you have no Raya, the Gabe Tzoyne. Right, Timori Hochi, if that's the case, Eim HaSeifa. Armachadin Eskana Kihanim, Kedayu, Basil, Keino, La'abit Olof Tvila, Pamachas, Bashono. Armachadin Eskana Kihanim says, Avada tefila bezman mitzvah ein achanami, but that's if you have no other countervailing considerations. Here, however, we're talking about the sreivas beis alikeino. We're talking about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is so chomor that this trumps the regular halacha tefila bezman mitzvah, and therefore only toivel matzah Tisha B'Av, don't toivel on Tisha B'Av itself. Okay, Chinis Kana Kahanim says a very good svara. It pulls a little bit on our emotions. Avada, it's an emotional day. Forget about mikveh today. It's kulay kulay.
He argues with the Tanakhama.
Absolutely. Frank Di Marietz. The Ambris, B'tzainan Mutar, Yichetz B'tzainan. Why does Ruchaninas Kanakahanim have to be so directly opposite the Tanakhama? He can go and say, Chavanaitza, I have for you Ashtikul Pshara. What's the Shigul Pshara? You, Tanakama, said that you have Chayav Tzvilas, they shouldn't go to Chamei Tveria. They are allowed to go to Chamei Tveria. And nobody else would be allowed to use that Chamin. And I say, no, Kedai Beisalukeinu, to go and be Ma'abit, Tvila Achas, he should go and say, you know what? Instead of going to Chamei Tveria, go next door to the cold mikveh. Because cold mikveh, after all, is also permissible for chayav tefilos. So don't go and go and tovel in a hot mikveh, go in a cold mikveh. By the fact that Rechim Niskan HaKahanim didn't say that, it would appear, therefore, that Tanakhama is talking about a cold mikveh, not Bechamei Tveya. So Vaita have the Chayra Aguteraya that even Bitsoinon is Osur on Tisha B'Av. The only one that's mutter to go Bitsoinon is only Chayove Tvilois. Is Rakh Gutarai to Rav Chizdo. Omra Papa Nishkarai. Ba'asid Lichchiach Tsoinon. It could be that in Tveria there are no cold mikvus. Everything is hot, hot, hot because the whole region is hot. Well, not Dafke Tveria. Whatever, in other words, Chavit Tveria is just an example. And therefore, Rav Chanin's Kana Kahanam didn't have this Eitzah. Don't go to hot mikveh today, go to a cold mikveh, because there were no cold mikvehs. So therefore he says, Kedai Beisel Kenu, not to go at all to Toivel on Tishba. Okay, so we wanted to bring a raya, and the Choyra, the Gemara says, Sinish Kohunib sent a raya, because I can be Toicha the raya. Toshima, let's try to bring yet now another Kasha or raya, and the Kasha raya is not going to be from the first half, it's going to be from the second half. Toshima, Kisha Omru, Osim B'Mulacha, that we said in our Mishnah, that it's Osim B'Mulacha, on a Tainus Tzibur, Loi Omru Ela B'Yoyim. They only said this during the day, Al B'Layla Mutter. In other words, you are allowed to work the night before, you're just not allowed to work on the Tainus itself. There's an interesting Rashi over here, where Rashi says, that l'chor, the same thing applies to Tisha B'Av, that it only the Issa Malacha is only during the day, not the night before. But Rashi says, Ein mefarsim adavah, don't talk about it. So if you look at Rashi in the fourth wide line, Kisha Amru Osim Malacha, all the way in the bottom, Gabitana Tzibur, Li'amru B'liyayim Abba B'layla Mutim, Mehocha Mashma de B'layla Tisha B'Av, that means the eve, the first night of Tisha B'Av, not talking about, you know, the day of Tisha B'Av, right? The night before Tisha B'Av. That mutter b'malacha, the ain bitl b'yam, because the ikar is Isra during the day. Don't talk about it. I mean, I wouldn't show you the Rashi, but if Rashi can say it, then I can repeat the Rashi. A unique Rashi. Anyway, but continuing on, right. So it says, the Isra malacha is on halacha l'maisa, look at Shulchan Aruch, speak Taruf. That's what he's Rashi. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Isra malacha is b'yam avaloy b'layla. Ukisha Umru Osab in Ilis a sandal, that you're not allowed to wear shoes on a Tainus Tzibur, like Umru El Abir, that's only in the city. Avu Bederach Mutter, if you're traveling outside the city, where you don't have paved roads, where everything is potentially you're going to go and put your foot into who knows what, then you're allowed to go and wear an Ilis a sandal. You're allowed to wear sandal.
Also, if you're allowed to wear it, only among going, you're also allowed.
That's going to be a later Gemara. Okay, so, Yoitz Lederach, Noyel, Nichlis Le'ir, Choylitz. When you're outside of the city limits, you can wear your regular shoes. Once you come to city limits, take it off, and then wear sandals, or just go with barefoot, or just with socks, etc. Okay, now let's go to us. Ukshe Amru Asa Berachitza. When they said on a regular Tanis Tzibur, that's an Israchitza. What did we say before about Israchitza by regular Tanis Tzibur? It's Asur Bechamin Mutter Bitzoinen. Asur Bechamin. Okay. When they said Asur Bechitza, it's only the entire body. Upon it, you have a ragla of Mutter that you're allowed to go and put in upon it, ragla. This is your Mutter. Vachainata Moitim Menuda, Ube Alvin, the same thing. We didn't say chamin yet. We just said k'shomer osim b'chita le'omel kol gufa upon the ragla's mutter.
But the is b'chamin, so the head.
We haven't got to that yet. You're 2 minutes ahead of us. We're not there yet. V'chein atamoytin, the same halacha applies. The same thing applies. Not only by tainas tzibur, but by a menuda. Menuda means a person who's put in chayim. Ubiavel, a person who's biavelis. Now this v'chein atamoytin menuda biavel. It's not clear what this is referring to. L'choyre my lavakul, l'choyre is going on the entire series of halachas. We said three halachas over here. Number one, the issa malacha, only b'yoyim, not b'layla. Number two, nilas asandal, only b'ir, but not b'derech. And number three, the issa rechitza is kol gufay parir agla mutter. And then it says, v'chat imamoytze, menudim ba'avel. My lav, aren't we referring to all of the prior halachas? Aha. Okay, so now forget about the first two. That's not negir. The ikar is the isrochit. Uba mayaskin. And what are we talking about? Ilem b'chamin. Are you saying that kishe amru osa berachita loyamru called gufay? But on the other raglav is mutter. So what are we talking about? Are you talking about b'chamin? Why should I think it's b'chamin? Because after all, we're talking about a tiny tzibur, and we said a tiny tzibur other than tishbav. The only iser is chamin, not tzayin. So talking about chamin. So Timur, Panav Yad Raglav Misharu. You're saying Panav Yad Raglav would be mutter bechamen. And we said Vachinata Moitse Menudel or be Ovel, that the Ovel would also be mutter Panav Yad Raglav bechamen. Vomrav Sheshis, Ovel also Lahoshadetz boy bechamen. Not only are we talking about Yodayim, his entire hands, or his entire raglav, his entire feet, even putting in his pinky is aser. Aser lo yishetz boy b'cham, he's not allowed to put in a finger into the cham. It's kind of a tune is that. Elolav, Muslim lechzong, we're talking about vitzoinon. Aha, we're talking about cold water. So what is the Brisa saying? K'sha'amru aser berachitza, lo yamru ele kol gufoy, that by Tzoinon, the entire body is taka osur. Panav yadavar v'aglav is mutter b'tzoinon. So seeing even by Tanas Tzibur, the din is an iser b'tzoinon, not only b'chamin, which is against what Rav Chizkiya said at the top of the Amud, that by a Tanas Tzibur is only osur b'chamin, not b'tzoinon. Everything more like the oil b'chamin. The emes in this braisa learns just like Rav Chisda, and the din only applies that it's iser bechamin, and part of the yad of a raglov is mutter bechamin. Either karash aloch v'chaynat amoitz menudu ba'ovel, and be'ovel we said avad it's osur even to put your finger roll inside chamin. Asharakoi, it's not going on all the halachas; it's only going on the first two halachas. It's going on the iser malacha, it's going on the ilus asandol, but it's not going on this iser of rechitza.
But the lashon was of putting your finger in chamed. How can you say it's not going? It doesn't add up.
This chenat tamoid is not part of that price. This is Rav Sheshes speaking. From Rav Sheshes, overlaws loyshes away bechamed. So back when the price said chenat tamoid, the menudah over is not referring to the iser of rechitza. It's only talking about the Issa Malacha, the Issa and the Ilus Asandal. Of course, the Lashon of the Brais is Shver. Why we bring Vechinat HaMoit Menuv Oval at the very end, after the Halacha of Rechitza? It should come before the Halacha of Rechitza. But Chonish Gebreira, the Choy was a Shtark, I'm sorry?
That's why it's a Braisa.
That's why it's a Braisa, not a Mishnah. Okay, bottom line is, we thought we had a Shtark Akasha. Nishkeferloch, we could end for the Kasha.
Remember when the Tana said the Braisa, he made a hefsek.
Who knows? Yeah. Toshima, the Omer of Abba HaKoyin Mishum Rabbi Yoisi HaKoyin. Maasa Umeisu Bonov Shel Rabbi Yoisi B'Reb Chanina. Nebuch Rachmon Letzlan. Two children died of Rabbi Yoisi B'Reb Chanina. V'rochetz B'tzoinin Kol Shiva. And a ganze voch of Shiva, he took cold showers the whole week. Didn't we say a moment ago that the Gabi Atinus, the Gabi Avelus is also Bein Bechamin, Bein Betzoinen. Here the Chorish Shteitach, that you're allowed to go and bathe Betzoinen during Shiva, during Avelus. Everything in Mara Hossam, there was a major exception to the rule because of the enormity of the tragedy. What was the enormity of the tragedy? Kishetakfu Avelav Hava. Because they were Nebuch back-to-back Avelisim. When it says that Rabbi Yoisi B'Chanina lost his two sons, they didn't die together at the same time. First, son number one died. He Nebuch sat Shiva for a whole week. He's about to get up on the seventh day. And Nebuch, Abbasura Ra'ah, Rachman Litzlan, Nebuch, another son died. And he had to start Shiva all over again. And as bad as it is not to take a shower for 7 days, it's much worse not to take a shower for 14 days. And therefore, in such a case, Nebuch, back to back of Avelison, in the second Shiva, they were matter to be Reichitz, but about it, not the first Shiva. So therefore.
Shiva.
Sorry?
It says Kol Shiva, like every day.
Of the second Shiva. Mishnah doesn't mean Kol Shiva that he did every single day, but they were matter him that during the second period of Shiva, he can go and be Reichitz.
So therefore. Before Shabbat, no?
I'm sorry?
Not to clean himself a little bit before Shabbat.
Yeah, but that's already a Shalom Panay and a Raglav. It's cold, it's hot. We were talking about the Shiva generally other than Shabbat.
This is some nice of a poem. This is what happened, and he did wash all seven. Maybe it's like almost like a consolation, since it's such a terrible thing, like
Okay, we'll see. The Gemara is going to say, let's see the next shtickel. Where do we find this concept of takvu avelov? Tesanya. We have something very similar. That nevach takvu avelov zeachazeh. Nevach back to back avelos and one after the other. Hichbet sarai. What happens if his hair is getting so long? Mekel batari is allowed to go. See, he's not allowed to go and do a regular haircut, but he's allowed to go and mekel batari means go and take away, trim it. Oh, to trim it. And batar, not with misparai the way we would normally do it, but with a razor to make about it not close to the skin, because then you'd have a big problem of an issa d'oraisa. We're talking about a case either on the head and not on the face, and even on the face, we're talking about not a next to the skin, but just like using a scissor.
It sounds like on many things. You ate some base sasudim also. In those times they allow him.
Okay.
Of course.
The person never stuck. He doesn't have any clothes left. He's allowed to go and do laundry in the second period of Avelis. And Omer of Chizda, Betar Avoloi b'misparayim, we should dafka do Betar to make Mederach Shinoi, says Rashi. And of course, Rashi says, Shoko pour to Minai, you're only allowed to go and cut some of it, not all. That was the Lashon of Mekel Betar. And b'mayim v'loi b'nasim v'b'chol, but don't use detergents. Just go and put it through water and wash it that way. Put it in the washing machine, but don't put any detergent in. That's what's mutter. Anyway, so we see from this by Takvu Avelov they were more lenient. So just like they were lenient legabe haircuts, and they were lenient legabe laundry, so also lenient legabe the being roiches betzainan in the second 7 days. Presumably, it doesn't mean that he takes a full fledged shower every day of the 7 days. Although the lashon of Gemara is takim rocha betzainan kol shiva, it could mean that throughout the shiva he took the liberty of having a number of showers. Not that he didn't so 24 hours a day for 7 days straight. In other words,
it's
here
very
and there.
Hot there in bottle.
Can also. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so we thought l'chayda we had a stark kasha because we find that Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, Rabbi Abba HaKoyin said, Mishim Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, that they allowed Rabbi Yossi from Chanina to be roichitz even during Shiva, during Avelis, bit Sinan, is the Chshven Rav Chizda. It's talking about this exceptional case of Tfu Avelis. Okay, we're now finished with Rav from Bar Papa Om Rav Chizda, and yet came and see Tzirav. Now we're going to have two versions of Rava. The first version of Rava argues with Rav Chizda. Amar Rava, Ovel, Mutter Lirchaitz Bitzoin and Kol Shiva. An Ovel is allowed to be Roichitz during his Shiva Bitzoinen. The whole Isra is only Chamin and not Tzoinen. In other words, there's no difference between a Tana Sibur and between Avelus. The Isra is only Bechamin, not Bitzoinen. So Rav obviously argues with Rav Chizda said above. Mita dehava, why am I saying this, says Rava? It's no different than Abisa v'chamra. After all, we're not talking about that it's now Tisha B'Av, or certainly it's not Yom Kippur, it's Shiva. And just like by Shiva, there are other leniencies. What are the other leniencies? An Ovel is allowed to go and eat meat. He's allowed to go and drink wine. So therefore, he's also allowed to go and be Roiches B'Tzainan. Nish Gefer. Now this boigris and this nara that we're talking about are both girls that are not married yet, and each one of them would certainly like to get married. The boigris, of course, as we know, means that not only is she a bas mitzvah, but she's also bas mitzvah plus at least another 6 months, because when a Ketana is until Bas Mitzvah, and Nara is from Bas Mitzvah until 12 and a half, and after 12 and a half, she becomes a Bageris. A Bageris is already very desirable to go and marry off. And naturally, nowadays, most girls don't get married at that young, tender age, but in the good old days, they try to marry them off as soon as possible, so they shouldn't have to have the problems that we have today with senior girls that are looking for Shidduch. Anyway, so it says in a Bageris, Rishol and Avalis Atzma, Bimei Avalavia, she should not have all the stringencies of Avelis that normally apply to anybody else, because after all, we don't want people to go and see this potential kala, and then afterwards they're going to go home and say, yeah, I thought it would be a shidduch for Yanka, so she should not be menavel herself, be mevel herself. Okay. Ha narisha, nara being only 12 years old, and not being roy for marriage yet. In other words, apparently they didn't push Naris, even though the Torah says by Anara it's beaten as Atli Shazah. But nevertheless, apparently that wasn't customary, that the gur young girls that just became bas mitzvah, they would push for marriage. So therefore, Rishoah, she may be menavelis atzma, and she should be menavelis atzma. In other words, she should conduct herself with the normal hilchis avelis. Okay, so now, the Braisa doesn't say what the definition is of the navelis atzma. It's my love, l'choy, you're talking about berachitza. That what? That the bageris should wash herself and have rechitza, and the nara should not have rechitza. Ubamai, what are we talking about? Ilim b'chamin, are we talking about hot water? That b'shas avelis, we're saying, a bageris is allowed to go and take a regular hot bath. Shaloi l'navelis atzma. So we're saying, in a bageris ha-shoa, v'amr av chizda, Ovel also lahoishet et spoy b'chamin, and Ovel is not even going to put his finger into hot water. So to go and say that a begeris can go and put her whole body into hot water and have a full-fledged bath, that's not mistaver. Not mistaver. Mikotza lekotza, regular Ovel can't even put his finger, and she's allowed to go and take a full bath. Not mistaver. Ella mistam, we're talking about bitzoina. That the begeris, because we wanted to get married, we're matter her to go and go to a cold shower. Aha. And therefore it's only by the begeris that we're makel. But lemoshel, anybody else, anara, anybody else, would be aser bitsoinen. What did Rava say in the Amud Aleph? Rava said, Ovel mutal lirchaitz bitsoinen. Any Ovel is allowed to go and be roichitz bitsoinen. Is the chayda starke kasha on Rava? Everything more loy. The premise of your kasha was shver. You said that we're talking about Rishole, Navalis, Atzma, Rechitza. We're not talking about Rechitza. Rechitza, there's no difference between a Begeris and a Nara. And according to Rava that holds, you're allowed to be Mutalichetz V'Tzoynan, you can be Mutalichetz V'Tzoynan. But you're not allowed to be Roichetz V'Chamin. No, that's also for everybody. For a Nara, for a Begeris, you're not allowed to be Roichetz V'Chamin, but you are allowed to be Roichetz V'Tzoynan. So what's the difference between a Begeris and a Nara? Oh, Akichol Apichos, the Gabe Shmirachtz. What they call in English cosmetics. Kichol means to go and put on something, some sort of eye shadow, put something on the eyes. Or birchas, as Rashi, means to go and braid the hair, to do something with your hair. Anyway, so this is permissible for a begeris, but this would be aser for an ar. Okay. So to my name, let's bring a raya to Rava. What did Rava say again? That an ovel is allowed to be roichitz b'tzoyin. So now the Gemara, the Braisa that we brought before on the Amud Aleph as Akasha, we're going to bring now as a Raya. Lei Masayle, Dim Rab Abba Hakoin Mishim Rab Yoisi Hakoin. Masu Meisa Bonav Shar Rab Yoisi Rab Chanina Verochetz Betzayin Kol Shiva. Oh, so you see, an Ovel is allowed to be Roichetz Betzayinon. Is the Charaya to Rava? Everything more. Ami Nanish Charay. Also, because you're two Agvelav Zeachazet. It's talking about Nebuchadnezzar with two back to back Agvelas. Special exception to the rule. Where do we find this exception? The Sanya, Takvu Avila Zachase, Hech Batsari, Mekel Batar, Umachavis Ksusa Bamayim. So therefore you have no Rayim, Rav Chizda, Batar, Vali Misbarai, the Mayim, Vali Benasa, Babachor, Vali Oil, like we said on the Amud Aleph. And so therefore, bottom line, you thought you had a Raya. This is an exception. Konzain Rava is wrong. Skonzain, that Ovel cannot wash even Betzainan. Aye, why did this Chushavid, Rabbi Yosef Chanina, why did he wash Betzainan? Nebuchad, terrible Imglik that he had back to back Avelis, but certainly under normal circumstances it would be us.
Is there any reason why the Gemara and Aleph quotes this Asr Adam Hoshi Esba Bachaman in the name of Rav Sheshes, and here it's mentioning the name of Rav Chizda? We just said it on Amud Aleph in the name of Rav Sheshes, and
yeah.
Now it's
Weissish. I don't know, it's a good question. You have to look, the article usually brings such, if there's a Shinu Girsa on names, he might focus on why we change Rav Sheshes, Rav Chizda, basically. Zokhti Moravait Ika the Amri, I have another version of Rava. Amar Rava, Ovel Osir Betzoinen Kol Shiva. Oh, so this Rava is just like the original Rav Chizda that we started off today. Then Ovel is Taka Osir not only Bechamin, but even Betzoinen. Just the opposite of the Rava we just
finished.
Rav Chizda already said it. Okay, so Rava is Zot Salim. Zot Salim. You could say Bechain Amar Rava. Rava also told the same thing. Freiti Mora, what was the Svara of Rav in the Amud Aleph that an Ovel is allowed to go Betzainan? Because he says, you're allowed to eat Basa V'yayin. And Basa V'yayin, so you see that not everything is Osir, Osir, Osir. So Mutter Basa V'yayin is also Mutter Betzainan. So break tomorrow. What's the Maishnah of Basa V'yayin? The reason why Chazal said he's allowed to eat basar miyayin, we want to take away that terrible fear and anxiety that an oval has. Nebuch, he lost such a dear and close one. Nebuch, a parent, a spouse, a child. Nebuch, is treated to koch, to mish. So we give him a heter of basar miyayin. We're not matter everything. We're not matter the tzayin. So therefore, tzayin and vayter is osir according to this rabbi, the second ikadiyam. So let's take a bring a raya from the top of the omit. What did we say before? Aina begir is a shalanavel atzmo. She's not allowed to manavel herself. Hanarish of a nar is allowed to. In other words, a nar should go and manavel herself in the inuyim like we have in our Mishnah. Is b'mai. So let's understand, what are we talking about? Ilim b'chamin, are we talking about hot water that the begiris is not supposed to manavel herself, and therefore she should use hot water? Freiti mara, ain't a begiris yeshua, but she should use hot water. From Rav Chizda, Ovel Oslo Hishu, that's boy b'chamin. Even a finger roll you're not supposed to go and put into hot water. And you're telling me that there's a heter now for begiris to take a full-fledged hot bath? That's not mistaver. Elalah b'tzoynen. What would be matter for her is only cold water. Aha. And by everybody else, even cold water is asur. Salim Masayles have a good raya to this second rava. This rava that holds like Rav Chizda on the Amud Aleph, that an oval is asur bein b'chamin, bein b'tzoynen. That only they were matter for a bageris, but nobody else, everybody else is osir b'tzaynon. Evdim Allah, we're not talking about rachitza. We're talking about shmirachs, about cosmetics. There's a difference. But like rachitza, they're all exactly the same. So therefore, I have no raya to Rav. Rav Chizda says, Rav Chizda, zoyse meres, since we just concluded that we have this heter of kichol upirchus, the same thing would apply to kvisa. Kvisa means laundry. An oval is not allowed to go and do laundry the entire shiva. The hilchasa oval also lirchutz kol gufay bein mechamin bein betzoynen kol shiva. Einachanami, like the original Rav Chizda said, and like this second Rava said, that an oval is also lirchutz kol gufay, not only mechamin but also betzoynen. There's a heter, they can go and wash their hands and their feet with cold water. To go and shmir sicha, in other words, with oil, anoint oil. That's osir across the board. What happens? The reason why he's doing it is to go and take away, to use it as an antiperspirant, like a deodorant. Mutter, this is shown mutter, because that's not for purposes of making the person feel kishmak and bekveim, but that's to take away the smell, because if they don't do it, it could be a stench after a few days in the base of it. Okay, so with this we've concluded now this whole shtikl Torah that we just started off with, about the Isser Rechitza, and we ended off now in Yonam von Tzicha and Kichel Apirchus as well. Now we go back to the inyan of the Tefillah of Aneinu that we say on every single Tanis. Tzloise de Tanisa Heichem Midkarinan. Where do we say this Tefillah of Aneinu? Now before we get into this sugya, with your kind permission, I just want to address the question that Barry and Reb Yoina asked yesterday. They both asked Pe'echod, Oinim Ba'ayim of Oinim B'yira. What did they say at the same time? They both asked the question, where do we have this halacha that you have to be makabel tanis in advance of the tanis? We said in the Gemara yesterday, oh my Shmuel, you have to be makabel tanis. If you're not makabel tanis, it like a mafucha de mole zika. It's like a container or like a balloon full of air.
A bellow.
Oh, shkoyach mendi. Bellow, because they didn't have balloons in the good old days. Bellow. Good. Anyway, so the question is, where does this come from that this upset Indian did have to be makabel tanis, right? So that's what Barry's kasha was, and if you remember, he was quite persistent, and Reb Yoina was up Yishnaim Aydin Yukum Dover, he also agrees. So I did a little bit of homework, and in Tesanta Zach is, the Rif says this, and the Rif, he says it in the Gemara itself. Omer Shmuel, kol tanis shle kibla meboid yoim, lo yishmei tanis, if you're not makabel the day before, it's not called a tanis. Shenema, This Shinemar doesn't say in our Gemara. This is the Rif adding Shinemar, because it says in Yoel Kachu Tsoim. Now, if you remember, the Gemara brought this pasuk Kachu Tsoim yesterday, but not for this halacha. Gemara brought it right after the Mishnah, where we asked yesterday in the Gemara, how do we know that Malacha is Osir on a Tanis Tzibur? After all, Malacha, that's not an oneg. Going to Malacha, especially if you have physical labor, Shishmer is a tsarhu. That was Gemara's kasha. So Rav Chizam, Rav Yirim, Va'aba, Amakra, Kachu, Tzoyim, Kiru, Atzara, Isru, Zekeinim, Ka'atzeres, Ma'atzeres, Osvasis, Malach, Aftanis, Osvasis, Malach. See, Gemara brought this passage already yesterday. But we didn't focus on the Kachu, Tzoyim. What the Rif is saying is that the Chachomim said that since in Yoel, it says Kachu, Tzoyim, you're Mekadosh, Tzoyim. How do you Mekadosh, Tzoyim? You don't make Kiddush on Tzoyim. So what's in your Kachu, Tzoyim? It means that you have to prepare yourself in advance by making a declaration. Oh, Azizok the Rif, that's the Mokoyer of the Gemara of the Kachu, Tzoyim. So now Barry followed up with his next question. He says, and what happens if you're not Mekabel Tanis? It's no worse than any other Neder. Okay, so if you take a Neder upon yourself in the middle of the day, I'm going to fast for the next few hours. Shouldn't that be Chal? And the answer is, yes, it is Chav. But it doesn't have a din of Tertis Tanis. So what does it mean? And he fasted. What do you mean Tertis Tanis? The Gavid Alochav saying, Aneinu in Shemana Esrei. If you were Mekadosh Tzoyim, by declaring it in advance, then Avada it's a Tanis. And then when it comes to Shemana Esrei, Mincha time, you say Aneinu. Where you say the Aneinu, we're going to talk about in a moment. But you say Aneinu. However, if he was not Mekadosh in advance, meaning he did not have a Kabbalah's Tanis, he decided to go and fast anyway. Okay. Gefast the gefast, and he was Mekayim his Neder. But it doesn't get to the exalted status of a Tanis, where you'd have the din of the Tfilis Tanis of an Ena. Yes, does that address all your questions yesterday? Yes.
Reb David.
Yeah, Yamin, it's Reb David has a question. Look them to, yes.
What about the idea that if you're not Mekabel Tanis, that the Inuyim don't come along? You confess, but you're not willing to Inuyim.
Well, if you remember, the Gemara said.
The Inuyim belong to
the Gemara said yesterday, be careful, always go and say, I'm Mekabel upon myself, a Tanis Yochid, and not a Tanis Tzibur, because if he doesn't, if he just says Tanis itself, it might be Inuyim. And then the Gemara said, but remember that, today, in Bavel, Ein Lono, Ein Tanis Tzibur, Bavel, El Tisha Bav Bilvad. So therefore, nowadays, L'choyre, that's today, yeah, we're talking times of Chazal. Yeah. No, you can have your own Tanis Yochid. If you
still call it Tanis Yochid, still say Aneinu.
Exactly right. Okay. Yeah, and the Tzibur can't say, but you can go and say.
Okay. What's up there? Well, I just wanted to say to Barringer that
yes,
like I have a love a lie, it's a yeah. Question of really as a dinned the Kabbalah's Tanis.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question among the Yishanis.
Well, if you remember, we had two Yishanis thing Gemara yesterday.
Right, we had two Yishanis.
Whether it's considered to be an Aneinu, Mar said. Kitas, no questions. Okay. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, that was a very geschmack discussion.
He made a Kabbalah, not an Ebb. He just made a Kabbalah. I'm going to fast.
Exactly. He made a
whatever
Kabbalah.
Whatever that is.
Right. So that is a din of Kabbalah, and then he can go, if he taka fast, then he can go and say Aneinu. So
that's
since we
just...
I'm sorry?
Is the only
Nafka. That only Nafka. Yeah, only Nafka. Well, Nafka would also be in the Kaddish Ish, and he says, I'm an Asad, I fasted today. Whether it has a shame, Tanis or not. Okay, anyway, so Gemara gets weiter. It's later to Tanisa, Heichi mid Karinon. Where do we mention this Aneinu in Shamanasra? It's Abri Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak, right? Rav Yehuda taught the son of Yitzchak. Bedorash.
Abri
means he taught him. Madorash. Yochid Shekibel Olav Tanis, a Yochid that accepted upon himself a Tanis, Mispalish Tanis. He has to go and say the Aneinu. Now the question is, Beheichan Oimra, where does he say the Aneinu? Ben Goyal Leroyfe, between the Goyal Yisrael, not the Goyal Yisrael, and then Rufa'enu, in between you go and insert the Aneinu, which as you know, of course, is what we do by the Shliach Tzibur. We individually don't say the Aneinu there. We say our Aneinu in Shemeya Tefillah, as Igmar is going to say in a moment. But the Shlich Tzibur inserts a special Aneinu between Goyel and Reif. Maskel of Yitzchak. When a person goes and makes his own private Tanis, he can go and be Mesakin a new Brochet Shaman Esra. You're always allowed to go and add your own private Tefillahs in Shaman Esra, like in Shemakaleinu. You can go and pour out your heart to the Bnei Shalom on this, that, and the other thing. But to go and add a 19th Brochet, for us a 20th bracha. How can you do something like that? Avada nisht. Elam Rav Yitzchak b'shemeya tefila. Chinam Rav Sheshit b'shemeya tefila. Okay, like we do. Freiti mar meisvei. Ein ben yochel tzibur ele shezem mispal shemoyne esrei v'zem mispal cha esrei. What is the difference between a yochel davening shemoyne esrei on a tanis and the shliach tzibur davening? The yochel says 18 brachas and the shliach tzibur says 19 brachas. Rashi points out it's really 19 and 20 because we have la moshinim, but we call it shemoyne esrei. Even today we call it shemoyne esrei. So either 19 brachas and not 18. But as Yisuk developed, because La Mashinim was only Mesukin later on, they only add it later on, so we go after the original name of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. So, Frank Timoriyat, what does it mean in this Braisa? Ein ben Yochel Tzibur, this is 18, this is 19. My Yochel, umay Tzibur. Ile me Yochel Mamish. The Tzibur means Shliach Tzibur, which is the very easy Pshat, because that's what we talk to do on a Tanis. That the regular guy says 18, and the Shliach Tzibur adds Aneinu, and he ends off Baruch HaTor Hashem, and therefore we have 19. Oh. So tomorrow, honey, Chayesrei, Esav Arbahava. It shouldn't be 19; it should be 24. What does it mean, 24? So we haven't gotten into this yet. But in Mi'at Shem, in the next parak, which we're going to start in Mi'at Shem, not tomorrow, but on Thursday night, Bishin Tzuf, we're going to see that the Chomu Mesakin, when it came at Tanas Tzibur, they added an additional 6 brachos to the regular 18 brachos. Special 6 brachos for the Shliach Tzibur. We're going to learn about this in Mi'at Shem at some length. Now, there's no question that they added that to the final 7 Tanaisim. Remember, we learned yesterday in the Mishnah that there were 3 groups of Tanaisim. First you have the Yechidim, but after Yechidim are finished, then Klal Yisrael has 3, then another 3, and another 7. And each time they become progressively more difficult and more chomer. Like we learned in the Mishnah. For instance, the first 3 are like regular Tanaisim that you're allowed to eat at night. You only start the Tanis the next day. There are no Inuyim. When it comes to the second 3, then already you have to start already the Boit Yoyim. And you have all the Inuyim that we had in the Mishnah we spoke about today. The Rechitza, the Sicha, the Nidas HaSandal, etc., etc. And the next 7 even get worse. That you close up the Chanoyois. Like we learned in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss it further as well. Anyway, so certainly for the third group, meaning the final 7, there's no question that they had to add, the Shliach Tzibur added another 6 brachos, and on Daf Tezvav, the Gemara is going to even tell us the lush in the text of the bracha. We'll see that I'm yet to show. Now the question is, what about the first 3 and the middle 3? The Gemara assumes at this moment that this is across the board, that in all Tanis Tzibur, even the first 3, that they had 24 brachos. So Freik Timoriyetz, if you're going to tell me that Ein Bein Yochel Tzibur, on a Tanis Tzibur, that the Yochid says 18, and that the Shliach Tzibur says 19, that's wrong. Hani Chayesrei Esav Arbav, it's 24 brachos. Elulav lecheder mujmin jogn, that when it says Ein Bein Yochid Tzibur, Hachi Kamar, Ein Bein Yochid Tkibah Lov Tanis Yochid, Li Yochid Tkibah Lov Tanis Tzibur, Elish Zem Mispal Shemon Esav, Zem Mispal Chayesrei, and Shemamina Yochid Kaveh Brocha Li Atzmoy. In other words, that a Yochid, there is a difference between being Mekabel upon yourself, a Tanis Yochid, or a Tanis Tzibur, which we already spoke about yesterday. A Tanis Tzibur, for instance, automatically you have the additional Inuyim, and it would be a 24-hour Tanis, not just a day Tanis. Uh-huh. And then you would have to say the full-fledged Aneinu mit a separate bracha. So you see from this L'chayah that the Yochid is could be a bracha L'atzmai. How did the Gemara say before that a Yochid cannot be could be a bracha L'atzmai? A Yochid can never be kaveh his own bracha. He cannot add a 19th bracha. Aye, so what did we say? Ain be Yochid Tzibur. The Oilam Eim Aloch. We're talking too much Shliach Tzibur. Aye, the Kakash Loch Shliach Tzibur has Esam Yarba Matzli, has 24 brachas. Nay, we're talking about Begiltani Esam Yishainois. The Lek Esam Yarba. They don't know 24. This is just like a regular Shemoneh Esrei. We only add the 6 later on. But not by the first 3. Not the first 3. The Gemara assumes at the moment, but the middle ones and the final ones, for sure, the final ones is Zicha. That's nothing to talk about. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara assumes now that even the middle ones we have the 24, but not the first ones. Uh-huh. So therefore, by the first one, the first 3, Yochid, when he davens Shemoneh Esrei, you should daven 18. The Shliach Tzibur davens 19. And when you get on to the next 3 Tanais, and then they'll have the 24. But the first 3, 18 and 19. Frey Timor V'loi, you're telling me the first 3, you don't have 24. V'ha'ein ben k'toni. This is a braisa. What does the braisa say? Ein bein gimel rishon is the gimel emtzoy ois. You know the differences between the first three and the second three. El shayelim mutarim basiyas malacha. These ones it's mutar basiyas malacha, and presumably rachitz and sichat in the sandal. Ube'elu asur basiyas malacha. Of the others, it's also basiyas malacha. Okay, so that's the ein bein. That's the only difference. Freitimar is a chmashma. Let's infer. Let's be medayik. Halachav dalad zevideshavet. Is the chayyur both of them? You have 24 by the first three, and you have 24 by the second three. So your teretz that the first three tanaisim were no 24 doesn't hold water. It's an ishtemis. The three first tanaisim also have a din of chav dalin. So the wanishkefelach ton of ishayir, the brisa leaves out. Doesn't? It's not all inclusive. It leaves out. There is a difference between the 24 that the first three we do not say 24 brachas. But the second three, we do say 24 brachas.
It's strange, if there's a time in the usual list, it's at least these two things, and then they leave out something else. But it seems like there's only one thing.
Frank, the more my shy, the high shy. What is the second thing? You only have one example. Vesu, vor ein bein klani, ein bein. It's mamish your questions, Barry. Ein bein mashmat. This is the list. This is the official list. These the complete list. The difference between one and the other. And here you're telling me, no, there's a shiur, and I have no other shiur.
And it's usually a mishnah. It ain't beins are the mishnahs in the
Megillah. Elzu Timora, Tana Bisuri Kamai, Bitzvilza Kamai. Nah, the ganz kashin is shiur. We're talking about ain beins. How do you conduct yourself outside shul? Do you have to worry about malacha? Is there a din of a rechitza and tzicha? We're not talking about the tefillahs. That's, religious matters. Here we're talking about physical, how do you conduct yourself during the day. When it comes to tefillahs, that Bryce is not dealing with tefillahs. Avada, Kenzain, this is Taka 19, this could be 24. We're not addressing that issue. The boy is saying, or even a better teretz. You know why it says ein bein? Because Taka, not only by the first three don't we say the chavdalet, by the middle ones we also don't say chavdalet. So they're mamish exactly the same, both by the first three and the middle three. Only 18 or 19 shmanesre, brochel shmanesre, nishka 24. Pray tomorrow for loy. Just come on, you say. For time you have another brisa. Ein ben gimel shniyos is no difference between the middle three. Lishev achroides to the final seven. Elishev be'elu masriyin for niyal nesachanuyos. Then when it comes to the seven, number one, we do masriyin. Now, we don't know exactly what masriyin yet means. We're going to see Mechim and Igmar. There's going to be a machloikis where the masriyin is from Elosh and Trua, that we blow shofar, or where the masriyin means from Elosh and Tzaka, that we come together with the Anatzeres Tzvila, and we're mispal mit Grace Rachman, we ask with great fervor, Grace Kavona, we ask for Rachman for the Rabbi Nishman. But Neyal Sachanoyas means that we are so particular about people not doing work, we even go and close up all the stores and don't allow people to do any shopping. It's really a heavy, heavy Tanaisim, these seven Tanaisim. Aha. Oh, it says, Ein Bein. Halachal Devrein is mashed that everything else, Zebed Hashaman, everything else besides the Masrin, the Yalans Chanoyas, everything is the same. And therefore, the Chayra, the Chavdalid, and the Chavdalid is also the same. Because you're telling me that the middle ones do not have Chavdalid. I have another difference. What's the difference? Difference is that here we have only 19 brachas, and here we got 24 brachas. Give the same teretz that we left something out. And also, Mashai the Haishai. The Tizbara ain't being dafki. You're telling me that there are no other differences. Vashaya teva, there's another difference. What's the din of teva? Again, we're going to learn this in Miyat Hashem in the next parak, where we're going to learn on Thursday that on the seven achroinois to be able to be ma'oyer the tzibur to bechi and to lehespid and that people should really feel bad that we go and take out the teva. Teva means the orna kodesh. That we take it out into the streets as if to go and say we have been ejected from our own shuls, that we cannot daven our shul because we're in such mourning, it's so terrible, and they take the tape out of this mess. We'll see Mitch in the Gemara. There's going to be other things as well. So really to go and get the oilam, in the soyer, and people should start crying and emotional, etc. Aha, so Vashay Teva. It's the Chokha Grois and Afkimina between the three middle ones and the seven final ones. So you see that this is not an all-inclusive, complete list. This Ein Bein that we're talking about, we're only dealing with Mili the Tzina. Why is it Mili the Tzina? Says Rashi, because Masrin Bebeis HaKnesses, In shul, that's where you do the masriyin. Mashenkin, you're talking about the teva, that's out in the open, that you take that into the choy b'shalir. And so therefore, the mission is not going an exhaustive list, only the tinner things.
Maybe means you don't have to say it, everybody sees it.
Fine. Anyway, but point is, and what's another meal of the tzina? The chav dalit, the brachas that you say in Shemon Asrei. Because who says that the shliach tzibur in shul? So it's just like the inyan of masriyan. Sorry, bazoi, why does it say, ele shebe'el masriyan, the answer chanoyis, it should also say be'el masriyan, oh be'el chav dalit brachas, is l'choyra shtarka raya, that both the middle ones and the final seven ones are both chav dalit. Ain't they? Amravashi nasni znami deka. I'll bring you even a further eye from Unzer Mishnah. Not only from a bride. What did we say in the Mishnah yesterday? Ma elu yaseidus al rishonis. What's the difference between the middle ones and the final seven ones? Elish ve'elu masri min yalas achanoyus. Avil izach mashma b'chol devrei and zeved eshoved. Now this Mishnah is the chora almost identical to the bride. Why didn't the Gemara already bring this Mishnah before? Immediately, why does it bring first this Bryce and then bring a Mishnah? L'choyre, because the Bryce is a little starker. Because the Bryce is Ein Bein. Whenever you say Ein Bein, it sounds like, this is my exclusive list. All inclusive, only the Ein Bein. Here it says, my alias say this, what is this more that? So it could be the other thing which is a more. So L'choyre, that's why the Gemara holds that this is not as stark a Raya as the Bryce. But Rav Ashi says, it's all a good Raya, my alias say this. Since our Mishnah doesn't mention the Chav Dalit, is L'choyre starker. It's another few lines, Rabbi said, till we finish the Sugya. Don't get nervous, it's very simple. Anyway, is Al V'chol Devrein Zev Zeshavet. Is the Nochmul Raya that both the three middle ones and the final seven ones we do Chav Dalit Brachas Shman Esrei. V'chit Teimach and Ami, you're going to give me the same tarets as before. Tana V'shayir V'ma'elu K'tani. It doesn't say Ein Bein, but it says Ma'elu. Ma'elu is also done Shtark Alosh and Mashma. These are the differences and nothing else. V'chit Teimach V'tizbra Ma'elu Tafkehu V'shayir L'teiva. You see that this is not an exhaustive list because we left out Teiva. Now, the Gemara could give the same teretz as before. That what? That mila the tzina, mila the fahesia. And in fact, if you look at the top toises, he says, but the Gemara goes on to a different teretz. Why tevelav shiru? Mishum de kachoshiv la be'idach pirka. You know why our Mishnah yesterday didn't talk about teva? Because the Mishnah says, have a little patience. You cannot learn kol ha'teira kula al regalachas like the ger that wanted to learn it from. First you got levatarecha kamoich, and then you learn the details. But the details takes a while. It doesn't go 1, 2, 3. So miyat Hashem, when we get to the Mishnah and after Zvav, we'll see that the Mishnah starts off, say to Tanias Ketzah, and Moitzinus HaTzeivah L'choyim V'shalir. So we didn't have to go through every single little detail. Some details we left for further on. So just like we left Sukti Mara, and that's why it's not a shir in our Mishnah that it didn't mention Teva, Mishnah Kachosh L'Bidah Pirka, because it's mentioned in the next parak. Oh, it says Imara, if that's the case, Hashos L'Hachi, Esmarabon Nami Lav Shiru, the very same Mishnah that talks about Teva, the Ktani L'Bidah Pirka, says the exact same thing about the Chav Dalit. So the Maisa, therefore, it could be that by the first three, and by the middle three, we only do 18 or 19 brachas, the Shliach Tzibur adds only one bracha, not six more brachas. It's only by the final 7 Tanesim that the Shliach Tzibur adds and makes 24 brachas altogether. Why doesn't it say in our Mishnah, Hari Eilu, Ma Ili Yaseh Surishoinis, that you have the difference of the Chav Dalit? Just like by the Tevu we left it for the next Mishnah, we left the Chav Dalit brachas also for the next Mishnah. So don't get so impatient. Anyway, so Lamasa, we don't have a clear Raya one way or the other, because we can learn Nasai and we can learn Nasai. So my Havilah, the bottom line is, where do we say the Anenu Shemon Esrei? We got to know. It's going to be a Tanis eventually. Venom is on the Anenu. I'm Rav Shuvar Sasratoi. We say the Anenu between the Bracha of Goyal, Goyal Yisrael, and then Rafaino. For Vashio Meshmeid Rabbiana, Bidreid Rabbi Shmuel, we say Bishmeya Tvila. The Hilchas Halacha is that we say Bishmeya Tvila.